Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Sorry, this is not ideal lighting here. So if you want good lighting, maybe watch another podcast, man. This is not ideal. I'm on tour, all right? I'm on tour. So sorry, this isn't the ideal setup. Usually I'd film in front of a window with some natural light. But it is 9:30 p.m. You know, sorry, I got to blow my nose really quick. Jesus Christ, man. Sabrina might have to edit out a bunch of clips of me blowing my nose because no one wants to hear that shit. So here we go. Oh, what the hell's that? Oh, there's like a blue. Okay, dude, there's like a blue ink line on the Kleenex. I was like, what the, am I boogers blue right now? I got bloogers right now, dude. You're freaking telling me I got bloogers? You better be fucking with me. I hate having bloogers. Yeah, I'm a little stuffy, dude. I don't know what it is about my body, but as soon as I leave the comfort of my home for like more than, I don't know, 12 hours, my body's like, oh, we're sick. We're getting sick, buddy. Yep. Sorry to do this to you, man. It's your fault. You should have stayed at home in your office, okay? You shouldn't have left. That was silly of you. But this is like a throwback, man. I'm using my fucking old mic here. I haven't done a podcast like this in like 100 fucking episodes, man. This used to be the setup, right? I just fucking plop it and I'd have this thing and I'd talk and then, you know. So this is nice. This is like a nice throwback. God damn it, I miss my set. I miss my podcast set. This lighting is not doing me any favors, man. You can really see the bags under my eyes. But yeah, it's all good. When I fly home next week, they're like, how many bags you checking? And I'm like, just this one luggage. And they're gonna be like, what about the other two? I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, oh, the fucking two huge bags on your eyes. I think you need to, those are definitely overweight. You're gonna need to pay for that. So that'll be fun. Can't wait to be embarrassed by a bully, I guess. A bully at the check-in desk. Dude, yeah, tour, okay. Okay, we're on tour. Tour's been going good. We've been away for like a week and a half. We did 5, right? Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Orlando, Jacksonville. 5. We did 5 shows in Florida. Then we went over to New Orleans, did a show there. Went to Birmingham, Alabama, did a show there. And now we're in the last state of this leg of the tour. We're in Georgia. I'm in a town called Macon, Georgia right now. Okay? It's making me sleepy. I'm tired as fuck. It's making me tired. But I also just had a big bowl of pasta before this. So, hey, whose fault is that? Not mine. Okay? It's their fault for putting delicious pasta on the menu because, of course, I'm going to order it. I'm going to eat it. It's going to be tasty as fuck. Okay? Also, my camera's probably going to die soon. So, if this is like a 20-minute pod, I'm sorry. But, you know, I think once I get into the groove of things, recording the podcast will be a lot easier. Because, wow, man. This has been a lot. We don't have the tour bus yet. So, we've just been fucking, man. It's actually insane. It's pretty gnarly. We have like 4 days on and like 3 days off. So we'll do like a show, go to bed, wake up early, drive to the next city, chill in our hotel rooms for like an hour, go to the venue, sign a bunch of shit, do a sound check, and then twiddle our fucking dicks around for 4 hours for the show. And then go to bed, do it all over for 4 days, and then we have 3 days of traveling, and then it's fucking 4 days again. So it's a lot, dude. It's fucking... It's why I'm getting sick, obviously, because I'm just moving so much and not getting a good night's sleep and stuff. But, you know. Shows have been incredible. They've been so much fun. Thank you to everybody who's come out to the show so far. They've been so amazing. Yeah, man. Like, the crowds... Our show in Orlando. It was like this brand new fucking venue, dude. Like, a brand new theater. It's called Steinmetz Hall in the Dr. Phillips Center, and it's fucking gorgeous, dude. It looked like literally inside of the Death Star. And we walked in there, and we were like, what? This is where we're telling jokes, dude? This is where we're going to be talking about cum and jizz for an hour. It was crazy, man. And the Jacksonville, the Florida theater in Jacksonville, we had the same dressing room as Elvis did in like the 60s. So that's pretty crazy, man. You know, it's always shit like that they say, and it's like, I don't know. It's sure you say that, but then I never actually like, you know, it's weird to like think about that, you know, one of the most famous fucking artists ever did the same venue as me. It's fucked up. He also did like, what was it? Fucking, they said like 6 shows in 2 days. And that was back then. Like they didn't have fucking social media then. Elvis wasn't like swipe up to get tickets. You know, Elvis was not doing that. Elvis was definitely not saying swipe up, you know? I'm also bare bonesing it right now. I'm raw dogging this shit, 'cause I don't have my interface, but, that Elvis movie, I haven't seen it yet, but dude, the actor who's playing, Elvis, Austin Butler, have you guys seen this fucking shit? I wish we could watch it, but I can't do it. I don't have a thing to like capture the audio. Because I'm using I'm using QuickTime, which I usually use to record the screen. I'm using it for my fucking microphone. Stupid idea. But there's the interview. I've seen TikToks of like people. They'll show an interview clip of Austin Butler before he started filming for Elvis, and like all of his interviews are like, "Yeah, I'm just like so excited, man. I'm just like super excited for this new show I'm in. It's gonna be like literally awesome." And then this shows an interview now, and he's like, "Yeah, so like playing Elvis was like fucking crazy. It was like actually litty. It was actually fucking litty, dude. I was like every fucking day I woke up fucking lit as fuck. And I was like, oh my god, I'm like literally Elvis. Like it's crazy, man. Yeah, I just like played his guitar and I fucking like was Elvis. I just had like fucking peanut butter banana sandwiches all day. It was fucking gnarly." It's literally like he switched up so much, man, and it's so funny. I mean, like, I don't have any problem with it. Like, he sounds awesome. He sounds hot as fuck, you know? So I get it, dude. I would sound like that too. Well, you know what? That's me from now on. I'm gonna just be like, "Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to my channel. Yeah, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here," I don't say that anymore. I'd be like, "Folks." Yeah, no clap. I'm gonna do a kiss. "Folks. Today we're gonna be talking about some fucking TikTok cringe, and it's actually insane. I'm Elvis. What if I method acted as Elvis in my YouTube videos, right? Sort of like this reimagining or a rebirth of Elvis in a way, but if he didn't do music, but he just did like a commentary channel. You think that'd be cool, guys? You think that'd be cool? I think that'd be kind of cool, right? "Step on my blue suede shoes, even though you can only see the top part of me, so who knows if I'm even wearing shoes? I'm probably not." But yeah, good for that Austin Butler guy. I don't care. I feel a sneeze, mate. Birmingham. Did a show in Birmingham. Alabama crowds are always fucking incredible, dude. I love Alabama. God, my fucking... Also, my ears clogged on the plane from Orlando to... Let's go over that. Sorry, before Birmingham, I'm going to talk about this. Dude, we had some days off in Orlando, which was great, okay? We got to go to Universal Studios. It was fucking incredible. We saw Drew and Amanda. It was so much fun. We had a great day at Universal Studios, okay? But then we went... Okay, we had some other time. We had some other days off. I filmed a video. I did some other shit, all right? And then we do the show. And the way the thing was scheduled, we were supposed to have the bus. So ideally, we would do the show in Orlando, go on the bus, go to bed immediately, and then we drive away, and then we'd wake up because it's a 10-hour drive, and we have a show the next day. So we'd wake up and we'd be in the city, pretty much. That's the way it should have gone. But we didn't have the bus yet. So... We go back to the hotel. We sleep for maybe 2 hours. We wake up at 3 a.m. And then we take it, you know, we drive to the hotel. We drive to the airport for our 6 a.m. flight. We get there at like 3:30. You know, we want to make sure everything's checked and all good, right? We get there at 3:30 and we're like, hey, we want to check our bags. They're like, oh, the 2 bags under your eyes because you're so fucking tired. And they're like, yeah, laugh it up, smart guy. You know what I mean? And then we get there and then we're like, hey, we want to check these bags. And they're like, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that yet until 4:15 because they're overweight and no one, we don't know how to take payment. The agent gets here at 4:15. Hey, airports, have someone there that knows how to take a payment, obviously, because flights happen all the time. Flights happen from fucking midnight to midnight, okay? They happen all day, every day, so you need someone there who knows how to take payment because obviously bags are going to be too heavy because people pack all their shit all the time. People pack all their shit all the fucking time, okay? They pack way too much. I don't care. I'll pay for it, okay? I'm an idiot. I get it, and it's my fault. I'll pay for it, okay? So, okay, all right, no problem. We'll wait. We'll wait 45 minutes for the person to get here, and we do. We go inside. We wait. We wait for 45 minutes. Huge lineup behind us. But then we go out to this other desk and they're like, yeah, we can do it. You just have to tip us. And we're like, fucking fine. So we do that. Get to the airport. And we get, you know, get on our flight. It's fine. We land. We get our bags. It's all fine. I go to sleep immediately at the hotel. I fall asleep for like 10 minutes. I fall asleep for 10 minutes. It's like fucking, what time is it there? It's like 8 a.m. I fall asleep for like 10 minutes. No, maybe longer. It's like a half hour. And then I get a fucking bang on my door from housekeeping. 8:30 in the morning. Hey, man. Did you not know my whole schedule? Did you not know I just had a show? Come on. Stranger, how dare you not know my entire tour schedule? So that sucked. I woke up, yeah, so that's just fucking, that was like the worst travel, like 24 hours of my life, but tour life, man, fucking tour life, literally the most boogers ever. It's not COVID though, it's fine. Fucking what, and then, okay, Birmingham, great, Alabama, fucking great shows all the time. Alabama crowds are incredible. We did Huntsville last tour and it was awesome. Just down for whatever, you know, just down for weird shit. Just stoked all the time. I love Alabama crowds. Chatty bunch though. Had to kick someone out for the first time. You know, it's going to happen. I knew it was going to happen at some point on tour, but didn't know so early, but, yeah, had to kick someone out, man. Which is always fun as a comedian, but it's like, and it's tough too, because it's like, I a lot of people, it's their, you know, it's their first comedy show. They don't know that they're not supposed to yell shit at the performer. Because believe it or not, I've been working on these jokes for a long time, and there's a certain pace to them. Right? And if you fucking yell something, it fucks everything up. Okay, for the most part. So you know, that was happening quite a bit. Especially one person in like the top right, and I had to like, I called them out like 4 separate times, and I was getting like progressively more rude, and then they just kept going. So yeah, I had to be like, I asked the audience, I was like, should we kick them out? And everybody cheered. So it wasn't just me, okay? Everybody wanted it to happen. So they got kicked out. So if that was you, I'm not sorry. You shouldn't have been yelling shit. And then after, dude, it's so fucking annoying, dude. Like, it's so silly to be complaining about this, you know, but that's what I do. I'm a white guy with a podcast. I'm going to complain about, you know, the trivial problems I have, but it was just annoying because, like, on Twitter after, I saw some tweets of people being like, yeah, he just didn't have to do that. He was so rude. He was a little too far, a little too rude about that. Hey, I think the real rude thing is fucking yelling and screaming the whole time during Jacob and Dean and mine's performance, you know? Because we're trying to get through the things and make people laugh with the jokes that we wrote, and you're kind of fucking up the whole thing. So, you know, people didn't buy tickets to see you, so shut up, you know? I don't know. That was just frustrating, but that's, hey man, that's the life of a road comic. sometimes you get a little crazy. Sometimes you get a little crazy because I'm Elvis. I'm Elvis now. I'm Elvis. I'm Elvis, man. Fuck, I'm Elvis, dude. That's Austin Butler in all the interviews. So, Austin, how is it? I'm Elvis. What? Sorry, you said Austin?
Why'd you say that? Why'd you say Austin?
It's like, well, that was your name. It's, you know, it's on your birth certificate. It's on, you're Austin Butler.
Stop calling me that. Stop calling me that. You know my name. Say it. You know what I am. You know what I am. Say it.
Elvis?
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, what is the line after that? What does Robert Pattinson say? What does Edward Cullen say after that line? He's like, yeah, I am a vampire. You're right. Give me that neck. Give me that neck. Give me that neck. Not like neck, but you know. A vampire bragging to his friends, you know, after like hooking up with a girl. Yeah, she gave me neck, bro. They're like, oh, she sucked your wiener? Nah, dude. I got her neck. I sucked her neck. I sucked her head wiener. The neck. Ah, the neck. The wiener of the head. Cheers. And the award for worst podcast ever goes to Very Really Good for the 100th day in a row. Man. What should we talk about? What should we talk about? So we missed last week. Sorry about that. We could talk about how Morbius, that fucking, how like Morbius got fucking pranked out of, like, they lost a bunch of money because so Morbius was released in theaters, right? Everybody fucking hated it. It was unanimous, but it sort of became a meme because it was so bad. So people were like memeing about it. Even Jared Leto like posted a meme because there was like a whole meme about how there was like a part of the movie where Morbius says it's Morbin time, which never happens in the movie. So they were like, you know, it was Jared Leto reading a script that said it was Morbius 2. It's Morbin time. Which is funny. I hate that, but I hate that it's so funny because it's Jared Leto. But that is genuinely funny that he did that. It just sucks that it had to be him, right? So Sony, I guess, saw this and they were like, "Oh, let's play into it more. Let's play into the meme. Let's re-release Morbius." You know what I mean? Look at this. There's a blue line. There's a thin blue line on my fucking Kleenex, dude. These fucking cops supporting Kleenex shit. We gotta cancel Kleenex. Oh, this isn't even Kleenex. It's a different brand entirely. Okay, let me blow my nose again. Sorry. So Sony re-released, did another theatrical release of Morbius. They were like, you want more? Here's more BS. Here's more BS for you. I'm sure that joke has been made. And then I guess it just flopped like crazy, obviously, because why would it do well? So it flopped like fucking crazy. And then there is a, dude, people on the internet are so fucking funny, man. Petition for a third theater release of Morbius has accumulated more signatures than the actual ticket sales from the first day of the second theatrical release. Wow. And it says the change.org petition is, we were all busy that weekend. Please bring Morbius to the theater a third time. 7,000 have signed. Wow. We were all busy that weekend. No, you picked the wrong one. Fuck, man, that's so funny. I would hate to be Jared Leto. Just L after L, man. Can't catch a break. I said this before, but he was the worst villain in a Marvel movie, and he was also the worst. He was the worst villain in a DC movie, and now he's the worst villain in a Marvel movie. That's fucking crazy, man. So yeah, we need an actor to play a really shitty version of a beloved character. Actually, Morbius isn't even beloved, dude. I mean, probably to like nerds, but I don't know, dude. It's so crazy, man. I'm trying to think what else fucking did, what else, dude, this whole week and a half has been a blur, dude. Trying to think of things that that we did. Oh, dude, we went to a Buc-ee's today. Have you got these? This is like a, is this a southern thing? I think, dude, the South is so fucking weird, bro. It is so strange. I don't get it. Cause there'll be like just so many billboards, you know, so many billboards. You don't need that many. And they're tall as sin. They're tall as fuck on the side of the highway. Literally, like, you gotta break your neck just to see an ad. Like, don't make me do that. Don't make me look up, you know? Put it right there. Don't fucking make me do shit to see your some lawyer in a fucking suit being like, did you get fucked up in a car? Call me, you know? It's fucking insane, man. And also, like, it's so depressing. America is so depressing. Like just driving through just nothing, and then the only sign of civilization is again tall fucking signs for like a McDonald's and a Chevron and a fucking Burger King, and it's so big, like the biggest things ever, and just streets, you know. And you fucking America, the tagline of America is you better have a fucking car. That's the whole thing, man. We were in Birmingham, Alabama. Never seen so many auto shops, man. Never, because everyone has a car. No one walks. No one takes a bus, right? There's no subway in Alabama, dude. I mean, there's subways like crazy, like they get sandwiches, but you know, but there's no, you know, little underground trains. But we went to a place called Buc-ee's. It's a truck stop, and I'm unfamiliar with truck stops. I've never really been to any that much, but dude, they're fucking this huge, man. This Buc-ee's is huge. It was like a Walmart sized truck stop, and you walk in and there's like just fucking jerky everywhere. Like, do we need that much? Just have one kind, right? No, don't get that jerky. Get this jerky. Shut up, man. It's all jerky. It's all the same, bro. Eat it or don't, okay? Eat it or don't. No, you gotta get this teriyaki one. That teriyaki one is not as good. All right. Too much jerky, obviously. No, have you tried the black pepper chipotle one? It's better than just the black pepper one. Okay. This one that actually aged 9,000 years. That's not true. Yeah, you're probably right. I'm Elvis, though. Yeah, you're probably right about that jerky thing, but I am Elvis. I am Elvis. Give me that jerky. All right. But, you know, there's fucking jerky. Every chip you could ever want, you know. Every flavor of chip. Every variation, right? There's fucking like boiled chicken Lays, and you're like, okay, why? Why'd they even make that? And they're also almost sold out. People are buying these. Okay, makes sense. So funny, man. Jacob fucking falls for those every time. Jacob has the craziest taste in chips. They came over after a show. Jacob and Dean came to my room to play some Mario Golf on my Switch, and Jacob got like queso chips, and I fucking wanted to puke. They smelled so bad, and he was fucking pounding them back. They were like, these are awesome, bro. Smelled so bad. Literally smelled like a fucking foot, but you know, teach their own. So, to chicharrón, right? What is a chicharrón? What is that? Fried pork. They probably had those, dude. They probably had those at the fucking Buc-ee's. They had like a mascot. They had like a chuggy section where it was like, I need wine or else I'm gonna fucking kill myself. You know those ones? For moms, for sad moms. It's like, you had me at Merlot. That, you know those? I literally piss wine. You know, there's a bunch of chuggy shit. There's like clothes, candles, fucking like barbecues you could buy at this truck stop. They had a fucking thing in the middle where they made brisket sandwiches, and I was just walking around. I was like, where am I, man? They had like literally everything you could ever want. They had, they were toasting fresh nuts there. And I was like, man, this is, I gotta get out of here. It's very overwhelming. So I bought a water bottle and then I left, because I was, petrified. And yo, people in America, do they just let the dogs out? You know what I mean? People in the South let their fucking dogs out. Flip-flops everywhere, man. And I hate it. I fucking hate it. I hate seeing it. Put them dogs away, man. Put those dogs away, man. There's a no pet. You see the no dog sign on the front door? I don't want to see your fucking toes, man. So that was fucking crazy. I'm trying to think what else. What happened in, I mean, it's, I want to, like, tell stories about the cities I've been in, but, like, we've been in the city for, like, fucking 5 hours, and then we're in the venue for another five, and then we're asleep. So I haven't been doing much. Yeah, dude, I can't even think of it. Like, what have I done? What am I doing? What am I doing in my life, you know? Fuck, yeah, what did I even do? Okay, so we went to Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, fucking, oh yeah, man, I don't know what I've been doing this past, forever. Let's go through my, I want to go through my photos to see if I, see if memory will jog anything. See what I've been doing. Yeah, man, it's just venues. Oh, dude. I mean, we went, okay. We went golfing at like one of the best golf courses in America. That was cool. We got paired up with an old guy. He was fucking cool as hell. We had beignets in Louisiana, New Orleans. Had beignets. And those were just sugar, basically. Speaking of just sugar, dude, I had Dunkaroos last night. Me and Jacob went to the convenience store to get some snacks. I also tried Logan Paul and KSI's drink, Prime, and it's a little too sweet for me. I'd rather just have a Gatorade, but... I also got Dunkaroos because I was like, you know what? I deserve some. You know what? I'll try these Dunkaroos. I haven't had them in fucking like 20 years. And I get them and they're not good. You know? They're not good. Like I remember the icing was like white. Like fucking white. Like white as hell. The frosting was white as hell when I was a kid. The Dunkaroo frosting was white as fuck when I was a kid. And now it's like cum. You know, what's up with that, guys? What's up with that? It's cum now. It's spunkaroos. You know what I mean, dude? Might as well call them spunkaroos with all, because this icing is literal jizz, man. The exact consistency of jizz, because every guy's jizz has sprinkles in it, all right? And if you don't, you got to get it checked out. Should I call the title? Should the title of this podcast be Spunkaroos or what? It's got, I don't know, man. It's got some legs, man. Or it could be I'm Elvis. I'm literally Elvis. I'm literally Elvis. Yeah, man. Tour's been crazy, bro. My camera's about to die. I mean, sorry to everybody on the Patreon. We'll be back to regular bonus episodes soon. I apologize. You know, I haven't uploaded on there in like a few weeks and I truly am sorry for that, but you know, it's been so busy with tour and everything. So I am sorry, but we'll be back there soon with some regular content. You know, maybe I'll try to do something on, maybe I'll try to find some shit I can upload on there that I don't know, because I feel bad, so I'm very sorry. But if you want to come see me on tour, I'm doing some shows. By the time this comes out, you know, the Giorgio shows will be done. But I got a bunch more shows coming out. Just go to curtisconnor.com, get your tickets, because it's been super, super fun so far, and I'd love to see you there. You know, we got tour merch and shit there. So yeah, thank you for the support. I'm sorry this was a shorter one, but my camera's about to friggin' die, and I think I am as well. But I remember, I'm literally Elvis, and you know? All right, thank you for watching and listening. I appreciate you guys. I will see you soon. Goodbye. All right, see ya.